This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey.
Live, kicking off hour number two. You can call in with your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And let's go to the Skype. We actually do have the Skype in addition to the telephone line. Skype username is lrn.fm. We've got Michael calling in from Dayton. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I just had something to bring in about Yelp also. I don't know if this was brought up tonight, but it's been a while since I heard this story, but so maybe, I don't know, it's been a while. But from what I heard was that the business was actually holding, Yelp was actually holding certain businesses, kind of like holding their good reviews and holding them back and only making the poor reviews visible unless
Chris,
people would pay.
You would probably know a little bit about this.
Is Yelp a business?
Yeah, so I have subscribed to Yelp for Business. We own a retail store, and their algorithm is pretty complex, and it's been a while since I looked at it, but according to Yelp, it is very, very automated, and it does look with suspicion. They described it to me at 5-star and 1-star reviews, so I suspect what they are doing is tagging certain things for actual review by Yelp employees or moderators or Yelp gods or whatever they call them to do that. So that may be the case. And, you know, we gave an example. Daryl had done a review of my business. And this was
a legitimate 5-star review.
Right. I think any business review of mine is undoubtedly a 5-star review, so they should automatically go to the top. Right. But they plucked it. It still shows up in my list of reviews, but it doesn't reflect on my rating. And the reason was social media ties. So, you know, Daryl and I are friends on many different platforms, and their algorithm.
We also live in a community of 30,000 people.
Yeah.
It's not hard to be connected with your barber, the person that works at the natural food store, the person that works at the local craft store.
Yeah, what you just said, it's not just Facebook. It's many other social sites.
Yeah, and it made telling things
Facebook
that way.
Facebook and Twitter, those were the two social networking sites that I use.
Yeah.
So you don't think that was done because of Yelp trying to find another way to bring in money? Like they're just trying to force people to pay to get the good reviews on their page?
Hey, I'm not above putting anything behind anyone. And
Yeah,
I would say that my experience with Yelp has not been as successful as I had hoped, and I probably won't be renewing my business contract when it expires. They do some very interesting things, and they do push your ads. They push your reviews onto the pages of your competitors. I don't think people realize that, but, you know, in...
Yeah, I'm not saying don't use Yelp. I'm just saying just another reason to look at them, but then also, you know, and look at other places and make sure.
I will say don't use Yelp because it seems largely to be, you know, basically troll bait.
It may be, but I think the other thing, and I think Yelp in response to that is trying to do everything they can to possibly present the most honest possible set of reviews they can. You know, we have the best product because we do all these things, and maybe they've gone too far with it. You know what I mean? Or maybe they're looking at one thing but not looking at the other. But the nice thing is you have lots of choices out there.
Again, we live in a community of about 30,000 people. It's not going to be out of the realm of possibility that I know most of the people that I deal with
that's
on a daily basis
personally.
Right.
You know,
absolutely.
I think Yelp is the MySpace of rating systems. I think that better things are on their way.
Yeah, and I honestly, I suspect that I'm more concerned with how many Facebook likes I get and how many Facebook reviews. Those are more important to me because many, many more eyes are going to see that locally.
Yeah, I never open Yelp.
To be honest, I've seen a lot of small businesses, tattoo parlors and stuff, where if people post something on their Facebook page or something, you'll see immediate responses on there. Where if someone complains on there, there's an immediate response right. Where they're saying, "What was the problem? Let's try to resolve it." And then you can, another person, you can see that communication in how they tried to fix and resolve that problem. So those are good to see. When if you see someone post the problem and nobody responds on it, you're like, "Oh, they must not care."
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. And like I said, the Yelp experience for us is, it was an experiment to see what it is. And in the world of internet location reviews, they've always had that sort of niche. They were kind of the first ones that came out and started to do that. But I'm not sure they're doing it better than everybody else. And the nice thing about the marketplace.
They're definitely first to market.
Yeah. The nice thing is there are others. And some of the other things they have going for them are more technological. So Yelp makes its database of reviews. If you own an iOS device and you look for things when you do a search on your iPhone, what comes up shows a Yelp review of a business.
Okay.
So they do, if you're looking to target certain, types of users, then maybe that works for you. I'm not sure that it works for me.
Yeah, and speaking of, things that were first to market, I think it was Conan, you said that Yelp has kind of gone the way of MySpace, and MySpace was pretty much, first to market for social media. And, not very many people actually use MySpace, but yes, MySpace technically still is a thing. I don't know how it's still a thing, but it's still a thing.
I love the fact.
I think a lot of bands use it.
Music, I think.
Yes.
Michael, thank you for the call.
But go
ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I remember when Fox bought MySpace for $750
billion.
I mean, those kind of numbers, because it was such a behemoth. It had all the momentum. It had all the users. It was obvious that this was the future of the internet. This was the place to be.
I thought Justin Timberlake bought it.
No, I think Rupert Murdoch snagged that one.
I think Timberlake has shares in Facebook.
Yeah, he may, but that just goes to show you. When people talk about Facebook being, this Leviathan that will never fall.
It'll fall.
Never say, yeah. There will be something more interesting.
Rome fell in after 400 or so years, and it happens.
I'm sorry, Daryl. Go ahead.
Let's go back to the phones. We've got George calling in from Toronto. George, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, so you guys hung up on me yesterday because I said the F word. I apologize for that.
Go ahead with your is that what you called in for? Was to apologize for saying the F word yesterday?
He probably wants to finish his thought from yesterday.
No, that's part of the call. Let me finish. Okay. You guys called me a troll because I was warning you that Sarah's a reptilian. She says the number fifth. That's the biggest sign ever. She kept on saying the number fifth. You guys are letting her on the air, and she's putting subliminal messages there for everyone to be brainwashed.
Maybe English isn't her native tongue.
Hold on. I want to hear more. What else has she done? Is there more?
I think she's very dangerous, and you guys better be careful.
All she said is she likes to be watched on cameras, but just not in the house. And then she talked about.
I will admit,
she talked about sexy time in the bedroom.
I will admit
that
I think.
Why do you think she likes communism? Why do you think she likes communism?
George,
you think
George,
she's not human?
George, can I speak here? I'm going to agree with you. I do think that Sarah's dangerous. Only because she always has false information that she calls in with, and presenting inaccuracies as the truth is very dangerous. George, thank you for the call.
And I feel like I've really come to understand Albuquerque traffic, and everybody,
and now the bus system.
The bus system. Everybody in Albuquerque got ran over by a car today, and Sarah's the only person that survived
because she rode the bus.
It will be the Albuquerque
and no one touched her leg today because of the camera system,
and because everybody got killed by drunk driving pedestrians on the sidewalks or something about the crosswalks.
Drunk driving pedestrians. That's crawling with intent to walk. Is that charge?
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome 855-453.
Rip in and get ready for an important announcement. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, OIC Tax can help. Our retired IRS agents, tax attorneys, and CPAs are fighting for you. That's what we do here at OIC Tax. We help you survive after the IRS has come knocking. OIC Tax can help you with IRS hardship programs, offer and compromise, installment agreements, and the preparation of past and current tax returns. OIC Tax offers convenient representation for small businesses, corporations, W-2 wage earners, and even SBA loans in default. So stop waiting. Get a fresh start. Call OIC Tax at 1-800-314-4491 now. Bank levies, wage garnishments, and property seizures can be devastating to your life. OIC Tax has an A rating from the Better Business Bureau and is registered with the IRS as an e-file provider. Let OIC Tax help you. 1-800-314-4491. 1-800-314-4491. That's 1-800-314-4491.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
free. That's 855-450-3733. And Chris, we know that you have a business. Conan, I think you've got a couple side hustle things going on.
Yep, side hustles. I like that. I like that.
I've got a few, and I think we all have business cards for our various things. I know, Chris, you have some business cards. I just ordered some business cards. And, well, the business cards that I just ordered, I got from Vistaprint.com. And you know what else I did? I used code FTL and wound up getting 500 business cards for just $9.99. You can fully customize these cards. You can upload your own, you know, graphic. You can use design templates that they have. You can upgrade, of course, to add shiny text, get a thicker stock business card. And, of course, they've got things other than business cards. They've got flyers, brochures. They can do banners and so much more. So head over to Vistaprint.com. Use code FTL at checkout, and you will get some good discounts. And the main one, the one that most people wind up getting, the 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. Let's go to the Skype, where we have Dean calling in from Canada. Dean, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, good evening. I had a visit yesterday night from a very threatening government census worker at my door.
Uh-oh.
So we're in the middle of a census in Canada, and the newly elected government just reinstated the mandatory census. Before, you could get away with just telling them how many people lived in your house, but now there's a few more questions that you have to answer.
Let me just ask a few quick questions here, yeah. Because in the U.S., they do the census every 10 years, and it's on that year divided by zero. So the next census here will be done in 2020, so 4 years from now. How often does the census wind up happening there in Canada?
Done every 5 years. I'm not sure if it's legislated. I think it might be legislated, maybe even in the Constitution or something, that
gotcha.
A census has to take place once every so often.
Okay, and what information do they ask? Because here in the U.S., there's really only two questions that are quote-unquote mandatory, and that is how many people live in the house, and there's one other question that I don't remember what it is. And everything else, they kind of make you think that it's required because it's all on the same form, but it's not actually required.
And they've got a tie, and they've got a clipboard, and so they look like they know what they're doing.
I've never actually dealt with a census person in person. I've gotten the thing in the mail.
We know someone who does the census every time it comes up.
I don't know if he does it every time it comes up, but we know somebody that did it last time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so the people do not return the form that was sent in the mail, then they get a knock, knock, knock on the door, and the person starts, you know, demanding information.
Yeah, that's basically what happens here, too. The other interesting part about that is the census is also a giant make-work project for the government. And
right.
Employs all these people temporarily, and
the government is a make-work project for the government.
Of course, so but it's interesting. In some parts of the country, they have different ways of carrying out the census. So in some parts, they actually, rather than even mailing them out, they send people out to every single house, and they actually choose to do that in places where there's a higher unemployment rate. So
right.
I think that's clear evidence that
yeah.
we're just trying to get people something to do. But the questions that they ask. On the mandatory short form now are how many people in your house, what are the relations of the people in the house to one another, what language is your first language, what language do you speak in the household, were you born in Canada, and then they also would usually ask for income information, but this time for the first time they're having that information shared with them by the tax agency. So
right.
My point is, with the exception of the question about what language was my native language, which I think they could deduce because I've only ever dealt with them in English, and I was born in Canada.
Right.
With the exception of that, all that information, they already have it for my last tax return.
Yeah.
So guy came to my door because I hadn't filled out the census. They sent two copies of it and a letter that said we can fine you up to $100 or put you in jail for a month if you don't. So
now that's $100 Canadian, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
So that's equivalent to like $80 in the U.S.?
That's right.
Okay.
And so he was at the door, and I said, I don't think I'm really interested in doing it. Meanwhile, I'm fumbling to get my phone ready and get my camera rolling. So I get the camera rolling, and he's explaining, well, you know, we do this because the government needs to know how many services to provide and where to provide them, where to build schools and hospitals and whatnot. And I said, and he said, and it is required by law. I said, what does that mean, required by law, mandatory by law? And he says, well, it means that if you don't participate, you could be prosecuted and face a fine up to $100 or a month in jail. And I said, oh, so if I don't comply, you're going to throw me in jail. And he said, oh, no, that's not it. That's not it. I said, well, what do you mean then? He said, well, not me personally. I said, well, no, you're saying that if I don't comply, you're going to send me to jail. He said, no, well, if you don't comply, then I'm going to speak to my superior. And I said, oh, and they're going to threaten to throw me in jail.
No, they'll talk to a judge, and then the judge will decide to throw you in jail.
And then, no, it won't be the judge. The judge will tell the cops to come and get you. They'll throw you in jail.
And they'll say they're just following orders when they get to your door.
So he said,
we hate to do this, but we're just following orders.
So here's the thing about the census, is they are never going to have completely accurate information because it's going to take them more than one day to gather the information. In the midst of them gathering information, somebody's moving and somebody, you know, so like one family's moving out of a house, somebody else is moving into a house or an apartment. So as soon as they're done, their information is BS. It's not valid, and it's not what they're looking at.
They only do it every 10 years, and so when you're in the ninth year, your information is 9 years old. And I mean,
I just think it's sort of antiquated. I don't think there's a need for it anymore.
Exactly. I was thinking a lot about that today because I was considering whether or how I was going to post that video publicly on Facebook. And I ended up writing a little essay to go with the video, but I said I used as an example that when I go to the drugstore, they always ask me if I have their loyalty card when I go. I'm at the checkout,
right?
And I don't. And they always ask me if I want to sign up for one, and I say no, thanks.
I know somebody that created one under the name Barack Obama, and he had used the telephone number like 602-000-0000. And, you know, like, they'll type in whatever telephone number you give. They'll type in whatever name. So it doesn't have to be your name. It doesn't have to be your phone number.
Chris, do you have a loyalty card yet for your store?
Hold your thought, Dean. We will bring you back. So, Chris, can I get a loyalty card?
We have a loyalty program without cards. We don't need no stinking cards.
We don't need no stinking badges, but we do like phone calls. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Skype, but you can't call in on Skype right now. That's because Dean has called in on Skype all the way from Canada, the friendly neighbor to the north. Dean is relaying a story where he had an interaction with a census worker yesterday. That's because apparently in Canada they do their census every 5 years. And it's not necessarily on the year divisible by five. It's just whenever they decide to do it. And they've decided to do it this year. Dean got a visit, and Dean is telling his story to where census worker says, it's required that you give me this information, otherwise you can go to jail. But I'm not going to be the one that sends you to jail. I'll talk to my supervisor, and the supervisor will talk to somebody else, and then that person will talk to the judge. And then we might have a hearing for you, and then the judge will tell the police to put you in jail. Is that pretty accurate?
Yeah, I don't think he even thought the process through that far beyond just getting me to comply.
Okay, so I'm giving the bureaucrat a little too much credit here.
I think so.
He's just doing his job, and his job is not to understand the system.
And he probably didn't think about it until the moment that you asked him, and then he realized he was probably going to get punched in the face. unless he came with a really good answer, which he did. I'm just doing my job.
You were probably the only one he talked to that challenged him in any way.
I hope it did make him think.
Yeah, and that's always good. I always feel good when you kind of see that light go.
The argument that you hear so often is, especially because at the end of the day, like, of all the things that the government could and does do to people, them coming and knocking on my door and asking me to answer a few questions is very low on the list. I understand that. But the argument is always made that, no, we have to have it to be mandatory, and we have to threaten to throw you in jail because the census is so important. It provides us with such important information, and we wouldn't be able to get it otherwise. So my point was the drugstore always asks me if I have their loyalty card when I'm there. And the cash, I say no, and the cashier always asks me if I want to sign up, and I say no thanks. At that point, she says, okay, your total will be whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I leave. She doesn't show up at my house that night, and I go back, and they're happy to see me again. And that loyalty program benefits me. I get discounts and notifications about sales and whatnot, and it helps the store because they collect information about what I'm buying, when I'm buying it, at what prices, how often I buy it. And it helps me again because next time I go to the store, it's never happened to me that the store is not amply stocked with shampoo and medicine and toilet paper.
Right.
So the idea that the government wouldn't know how many services and how many schools and how many schools to build and where to put the fire departments if we didn't have the census.
Right. So basically what you're saying, if we all decided to opt out today, it would still work. The life would go on. It would still work tomorrow because people would figure out what we need to sell each other and what we need to buy. It will work itself out at the end of the day.
Yeah, and they're just trying to make the argument that there's something different about government is that, well, these services, we wouldn't be able to find out what people wanted in the marketplace. We have to go around and threaten people.
Well, there is something different between the government and private business, and that's the government is not incentivized by markets or market-driven outcomes. They're incentivized by, we want to control you, and we will force you to do things that we think you should do.
Yes.
Dane, thank you for the call.
Two things. Number one, they have a monopoly, so it's their way or the highway. And number two, they're not selling you anything, so you're not buying anything from them. They can just and they can set the price.
But they certainly have a financial interest in doing the census, for example. Or take any government agency, and that is their budget. If the Census Bureau came back and said that,
we have more people than we expected, now we need more money.
We need more money. Or, we've got so many people challenging us and work is incomplete, we're going to have to go back and revisit all these houses. We need more money. And that's the game, and that goes on in every single federal government agency, and it trickles down to the state and the local level. What can I do to justify a larger budget, which will then justify a larger salary for myself?
Yeah, we have 200 more people this year.
Yeah.
We need more firemen, we need more teachers, we need more police officers, we need more of this and this and this, and they can justify it. And all they got to say, if you ask them, well, why do we need these things? Well, we have more people.
And if you're not directly accountable to your employer, meaning us, which is at least how it's supposed to work.
We know that in theory.
Right.
But when
you have that level in between, that political party that is using us and them as pawns to benefit themselves, this is why the whole system falls apart, and this is why we can't have nice things.
And another reason that we can't have nice things, and it's something that we talk about quite frequently here on Free Talk Live, is asset forfeiture. Let's go to Erod calling in from Georgia. Erod, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, hi. A couple of 3 months ago, you guys were talking about how the police via asset forfeiture is probably taking more money than all burglaries combined. Do you remember that?
I remember that, and I forget who compiled that statistic, but they did cite FBI reports to back up their statistic.
Right. Are you familiar now with this system called ERAD, E-R-A-D?
I heard about this a couple days ago. It apparently is a thing now in Oklahoma to where the police can pull somebody over, and instead of just saying, well, Mr. Erad, that's a large amount of cash you got sitting in a box on your passenger seat. That must be drug money. It's coming with me now. They can
say, Mr. Erad,
give me all of your debit cards, and they run those through this machine, and then they say, that's a lot of money you've got in your debit cards. That must be drug money. It's coming with me now.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what it is.
Right.
That's exactly what it
right.
is.
Right. So instead of them taking cash, that they say it's suspicious to have a large amount of cash, now if you have money on debit cards, that is suspicious.
It's outrageous. And I'm just waiting. Well, what if it's just a regular bank card? I mean, if this technology is out there, they can just take your cash right out of a debit card and right out of a, these are prepaid cards. Well, what's stopping them from just going into your,
could do it with the debit card that's issued by your bank.
It's just, this is the first step.
So, Conan, to answer your question of how are they scanning these, tell you, you have to hand me your wallet and all of your debit cards.
So they've got my bank debit card. How do they get access to the money that's inside it?
The little machine that they have.
What about my PIN number?
They don't need that. The little machine they have, they can scan the card. Oh, you've got $7,000 in here. That seems like an awful lot of money. Why do you have $7,000?
Yeah, but how are they?
It's drug money. Okay, it's ours now.
How is their device getting past that safety issue? That's a safety issue. If the police just have access to my money?
I don't know if it's gift cards or...
That's the whole point. It is extremely scary that they have this ability where they can just go in there and just take your stuff. Just take your cash. It's extremely scary. And, you know, everybody should be alarmed by this, you know. It's incredible. Absolutely incredible.
I agree. This should be front page news on every newspaper.
It really should be. It really should be, yeah.
Well, right now, Huffington and Forbes are the only one covering it.
Yeah,
and I saw a brief news clip from News 9, Oklahoma City, where they ran a brief little teaser of a story that they put that video up online. I did not see the full story that they did, but in this little 30-second snippet, they were saying police can now, when they pull you over, have you hand over all of your debit cards. They can run it through this machine, and if you don't have a good enough reason for why you have that money, they will take it from you under a civil asset forfeiture.
Absolutely. Does not
even require a conviction or even being charged with anything. Erod, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. Oh, yeah, we also have Skype. Username is LRN.FM.
Get a pen and get ready for an important announcement. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, OIC Tax can help. Our retired IRS agents, tax attorneys, and CPAs are fighting for you. That's what we do here at OIC Tax. We help you survive after the IRS has come knocking. OIC Tax can help you with IRS hardship programs, offer in compromise, installment agreements, and the preparation of past and current tax returns. OIC Tax offers convenient representation for small businesses, corporations, W-2 wage earners, and even SBA loans in default. So stop waiting. Get a fresh start. Call OIC Tax at 1-800-314-4491 now. Bank levies, wage garnishments, and property seizures can be devastating to your life. OIC Tax has an A rating from the Better Business Bureau and is registered with the IRS as an e-file provider. Let OIC Tax help you. 1-800-314-4491. 1-800-314-4491. That's 1-800-314-4491.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris, and Conan.
And let's go back to the phones. We've got Rachel calling in from Florida. Rachel, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, yes. I know you guys are in New Hampshire, and I actually have a couple of friends who live up there. I live in Florida, obviously, and they're trying to get me to move up there. And I was just wondering if you guys could persuade me to move up.
Rachel, I'm originally from Florida. I lived here my whole life. I lived in Central Florida, Gainesville. And so I'm used to the woods and the lakes and the beaches and
the warmth,
the hot, hot sauna that is Florida. I had absolutely no problem moving here to New Hampshire. Keene, we're all here in the Keene area, which is basically a swamp. All right, it used to be. So I'm always amazed when I walk outside how Floridian it reminds me, because we have a lot of tropical greenery, and we've got the lakes and the mosquitoes and everything. It's a little colder in the winter.
A little bit,
but it doesn't bother me. I'm already. I mean, it's getting hot right now. And I'm already wishing for fall or, you know, fall times when starts to cool off a little bit. The cold bothers some people. But you know what? If you don't work outside, if you're not a telephone man or, are driving from house to house or, you know, just stay inside. Just get a job where you're inside and it's no problem.
Yeah, it is really different. And I mean, if you're moving here with a purpose, you know, and it's not just like I'm looking for a place to live, but... I am concerned about some of the things that are going on with the country, and I want to be someplace where I stand a snowball's chance of some of these things changing. There's no other place on the planet that's going to have more people out there working hard every day to make things better.
Did you only mention snowballs because we're in New Hampshire and we have a lot of the white fluffy stuff during the wintertime?
Yeah, actually, I start to look forward to it. You know, winters, I've never lived anywhere that had, you know, really profound winters. I lived in Pennsylvania. I've lived in Oregon, around the country. But
you start to look forward to it a little bit, and everybody up here will tell you, you know, you can't hibernate all winter. You got to get out and have fun in it, and if you do that, it makes a world of difference.
You know, I kind of like not having to take 3 showers a day.
Right.
Because I'm in this constant sauna, and it's just nasty, and I'm running the air conditioner all the time. There's an electric bill involved in, you know. But you know what? Here's one other thing to think about. Global warming.
if there's any time
to start migrating north, it's happening. It's a couple 0.1 or 0.4 or whatever it is degrees hotter.
And something else that you might want to consider if you like the ideas of liberty is there are a lot of small L libertarian minded people in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
In like 2 houses right around where this show broadcasts from, I think there's close to a dozen libertarians or anarchists within just like, you know, a couple of houses.
And yeah. then you have all the surrounding towns. Reitman and myself are, you know, I'm in Keene, but I'm
you're in Keene, but you're about 2 miles up the road. And we've got weekly gatherings that regularly have, you know, dozen, 2 dozen people show up to special gatherings. There's a Free Talk Live listener that's actually going to be coming into town in about 2 weeks, I believe. And I've set up a meet and greet for him, and I think there's probably going to be a dozen or 2 dozen people show up for that.
And this is an element that is extremely important to especially libertarian types who are kind of loners.
Sure.
They kind of like to go off and do their own thing. And so they're usually surrounded by statists and people who they don't agree with. It is amazing to be able to, on a weekly basis, talk to people that you agree with and not from a different state on the social media, but actually right. see them face to face and have a conversation. And, you know, it can be a bubble of sorts.
It can be,
but it's far as my livelihood and my, you know, my health, it's wonderful.
Sure.
All right. So let me ask this question to Rachel. How far away from the Florida state capital do you live?
Oh, about
Tallahassee.
Yes, I'm aware. 6 to 8 hours, I think.
Okay. Nobody in New Hampshire is more than about 2.5 hours away from the state capital, and that would include the people in the far reaches of
Berlin.
South Canada.
Right.
You know, basically, there are parts of New Hampshire that are essentially South Canada, and they're about 2 hours away from the state capital. Here in Keene, we're an hour away. And I go up several times a week for several months when they're in session. And I actually started up a Liberty lobbyist firm to where I intend to be up there even more from January through like mid-May. And New Hampshire has a very accessible legislature for people that, you know, are just regular people that want to go talk to the state reps. And I've been going up so often that there are dozens of state reps that are not necessarily Liberty people that I'm on a first-name basis with that will stop me in the hallway to ask me, not just, Daryl, what do you think about this bill, but Daryl, how are you doing? You're a lot thinner now. Are you okay? You look sick, because I lost about 140 pounds in a year. And there were dozens of state reps that thought that I had cancer, and like they were legitimately concerned about me.
Oh, man.
So, you know, like, I never experienced that anywhere else. The last time I was in a state house before moving to New Hampshire was back in 2007 in Alabama, where I tried telling my supposed representative to vote against a 62% pay raise, and half of the state Senate was yelling at me about why was I harassing this poor woman.
Uh-huh.
And that's just like the polar opposite of what happens here in New Hampshire.
So the argument is, if I'm liberty-minded, which I am, I'm a libertarian, I should move to New Hampshire because, one, it reminds you of Florida when it's not snowing.
Keene does.
Well, that's all right. Let her. Please finish. Yeah.
Keene does. And, two, there's more... In your opinion, there's more of a chance to impact the state for liberty than anywhere else in the country.
You better believe it.
Yes. I think that's part of it. Plus, it's just a beautiful place. I mean, we tend to get a little focused in all the things that we're, you know, very passionate about, and we're all that way. But sometimes it's nice just to kick back and enjoy, you know, if you like small town living, which I happen to. I love my community. I mean, it's bake sales. It's like a church turkey dinner or spaghetti dinner and stuff like that. It's a real slice of Americana, which I kind of like. But I also like the outdoors. I like the fact that there's lots of mountains and lakes and cool stuff to do like that. It has a lot of diversity for a very small area, which means it's very accessible.
Yeah, and if you do like the city life, you've got Manchester.
Sure.
And then, of course,
Manchester is something like a city. Boston's 2 hours away.
Yeah, hold on. And I was about to say, or Nashua, which is right there on the pretty much the Boston border, and you've got everything there. And you can still be in New Hampshire and enjoy the benefits of the low tax system. No sales. Uh-huh. They do have a little bit of sales tax, but no income
only
tax.
Only on prepared meals and
right.
lodging.
Right.
I think the best thing. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I'm from the South, and my last name is very Southern. I have a lot of family in Georgia and in the Carolinas, and that's the thing I love about the South is the culture of the South. I've been up to New England. I do not like the culture. I don't like the people. However, I do know that New Hampshire, from what I've been told, is a little bit different because you do have people that have come from all over the place. I know Daryl's from Alabama, for example. But Florida does not have, I know we have a sales tax, obviously, but, you know, we have stand your ground right, we have right to work, we do not have a state income tax. And so there are, I guess I'm trying to weigh, you know, is New Hampshire better than Florida in the current malls? Like, you do know that you guys can open carry. Is that correct?
Oh, yes.
Yes. And by the way, living in Florida my whole life, I was inundated by Southerners. And a huge population of Northerners who went down there to retire.
Yes.
I'm actually the spawn. I'm the spawn of Northerner. So I'm basically just moved back home the way I look at it. But keep in mind, New Hampshire is an immigrant state. There are more people who have moved there out of state than who were born there.
And I got
so we got a huge population of people who are outside the who have come from outside the state.
Absolutely.
Rachel, thank you for the call. Hopefully we helped convince you that New Hampshire might be better than Florida. There's also the Mercatus Center that puts out their rankings every year, and I'm trying to pull those numbers up now.
We're always
thank
at the top of the list.
Thank you for the call. And, of course, your calls are welcome. Hour 3 is next, 855-450-FREE.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Could you use up to $35,000? Whether it's for home improvement, car repairs, paying off taxes, debt consolidation, emergency funds, or any other reason, LoanUS.com can match you with a lender that can offer up to $35,000. Quick, convenient, and completely online. LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. You can get up to $35,000 as soon as the next day. Visit LoanUS.com now.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders, but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.